ازيك؟
Good evening. My name is Natalia Rezkovnevsky, and I'm coming from the research at Barbat Archive Research Firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. We are not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential. May I ask you a few questions? Do you have the time?
Sure.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on a volunteer political campaign?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, not registered in any party? Thank you so much. As you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for the USA Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices like school board on Tuesday, August 20th. I am definitely going to vote. I am very definitely likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. I am not registered to vote.
I am definitely going to vote.
Thank you so much. What is your main racial background?
Is it racial?
Yes, African-American or black,
white.
Asian, okay, white, thank you. What is your age?
36.
Okay, thank you so much. Can you please tell me, generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Off on the wrong track.
Thank you so much. From the following list, which issue should your local elect official focus on most to help you and your family? We have hurricane and flooding preparation, illegal immigration, housing and property insurance costs, traffic and congestion.
What was the question again?
From the following list, which issue should your local elect official focus on most to help you and your family? Hurricane and flooding preparation, illegal immigration, housing and property insurance costs, traffic and congestion, K-12 education, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, abortion, overdevelopment, crime and public safety.
I would say inflation and the cost of goods.
Okay. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, you can indicate that as me as well. Okay, so Joe Biden, we have very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, or never heard of.
You said Joe Biden.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, very unfavorable.
Thank you. Ron DeSantis.
Very favorable. Very favorable.
Donald Trump.
Favorable.
Okay, would you say somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. Now, from the following, the remainder of this survey is going to focus on the issue of education in your community. From the following list, which issue should your county school board focus on most to improve K-12 education? Increasing school choice options, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, increasing teacher pay, strengthening school safety and security measures, ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained, reducing class sizes, improving the academic rating of schools.
I gotta pick one of those, you said?
Yes.
I would say, I think you said something about hiring and retaining quality teachers.
Yes, ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. You will now be asked about some organization and groups you might be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of, you can indicate that as well. Your county school board, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, or never heard of.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Charter schools?
Charter schools, somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Teachers unions?
Very unfavorable.
What about private schools?
What about what?
Private schools, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Private schools,
no,
you said?
Yes.
Somewhat favorable.
Your local PTA or PTO?
No opinion. I don't know interaction with them, so I don't know.
Okay, teachers?
Teachers?
Yes.
I would say, I mean, that's a very broad question for a lot of different people, so I have no opinion there.
Traditional public schools?
Somewhat favorable.
And Moms for Liberty?
What was that?
Moms for Liberty?
Monks? Like M-O-N-K?
No, sorry. Moms for Liberty. M-O-M-O-S, sorry.
Oh, Moms for Liberty. Is that what you said?
Yes, Moms for Liberty.
Moms for Liberty, let me see. I would say somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your county school board is doing?
And what are my options again?
Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. And how would you rate the quality of schools in your neighborhood? Would you say they are excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Not so good.
Thank you so much. Which of the following best describes you? Local education issues are not of much interest to me at all. Although they are not top of mind my concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community. I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community.
Extremely.
Thank you so much. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Parents should have more educational options so their children can go to the schools that best serve their needs, regardless of their zip code or income. We need to better fund our public schools. While educational choice is nice, it takes money out of our public schools and gives them to wealthy private schools. Sorry.
The first one.
Okay, thank you so much. As you may know, the elections for school board are non-partisan, meaning the party affiliations of the candidates do not appear on your ballot. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The political party affiliation of a school board candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classroom, and I will support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities. The political party affiliation of a school board candidate is important because it will help me choose the candidate that best shares my values.
The second one.
Thank you so much. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Parents have a right to criticize their school board's member if they disagree with actions they have taken. Parents are the ultimate authority when it comes to their child's education. Many school board meetings have become too heated, and political. Parents should trust the school board members they elect and try to avoid confrontation with them.
Parents have the ultimate authority.
Thank you so much. You will now be given a series of issue positions that a candidate might hold. Will each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election of a school board? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. A candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents regardless of their income or zip code, much more likely, somewhat more likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, much less likely to vote, or no difference?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. A candidate who wants our schools to get back to the basics of learning, reading, writing, and arithmetic?
Very likely to vote.
Okay. A candidate who supports putting uniform police officers in every school in Florida?
Very likely to vote.
A candidate who supports enacting term limits on school board members, meaning that school board members could only serve 2 terms or 8 years?
Somewhat likely.
A candidate who supports protecting girls' sports programs by banning the participation of biological males who identify as female?
Very likely.
A candidate who wants to ban their teaching of critical race theory in our classrooms, which says America has a history of racism and white supremacy?
Hey, what was the question? Someone who wants to ban that or someone who wants to teach it?
Someone who wants to ban the teaching of critical race.
Somewhat likely.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase teacher pay, renovate and construct new school buildings, and improve school security?
Somewhat unlikely.
A candidate who supports the parental rights in education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students?
A candidate who encourages parental choice, is that what you said?
Yes, a candidate who supports the parental rights in education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students.
Very likely.
A candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is being taught in the classroom?
Very likely.
A candidate who supports making classrooms cell phone and social media free zones during school hours?
Somewhat likely.
A candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teacher salaries?
Somewhat likely.
Thank you so much. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. How long have you lived in Florida?
Okay, 30 years.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political or in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Would you say somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very.
Thank you so much. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? We have less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, trade school, college graduate with an associate or 2 years. Okay, some college. Thank you.
Correct.
Do you have any children or grandchildren age 18 or under who currently attend school? Yes, children or grandchildren in a traditional public school. Yes, children or grandchildren in a public charter or magnet school. Yes, children or grandchildren in a private religious and parochial school. No, but children and grandchildren are homeschooled.
Yes. Yes, I have children who attend a private religious school.
Thank you. Okay, so yes, children or grandchildren in a private religious or parochial school, right?
Correct.
Thank you so much. Generally speaking, how often do you or does someone in your household check your mailbox? Every day? Not every day, but multiple times per week? About once a week? Not frequently, a few times a month or longer?
Multiple times per week. Not every day, but multiple times per week.
Okay. Thank you for your time and have a nice day.
Thank you.